Iran-Israel ceasefire proposal. The escalating tensions in the Middle East, marked by violence and suffering in Gaza, Iran, and the occupied Palestinian territories, demand urgent action to restore peace and uphold justice. This essay presents a ceasefire proposal crafted in good faith, invoking Shia legal concepts of darura, necessity, nia al-qar, good intention, and amana, trustworthiness, to articulate terms that aim to reflect Iran's intentions for de-escalation. I must preface this proposal with critical clarifications to ensure clarity and transparency. 1. I am not affiliated with or authorized to act on behalf of the Islamic Republic of Iran. 2. Iran has publicly stated it does not seek direct or indirect negotiations with Israel at this time. 3. Out of necessity, and guided by the aforementioned Shia legal principles, I present this ceasefire proposal as a good faith effort to propose terms that align with Iran's stated objectives and the broader pursuit of peace and justice in the region. This essay outlines a comprehensive ceasefire proposal, detailing specific conditions that address the root causes of conflict, promote accountability, and pave the way for a just resolution. Ceasefire proposal. The following terms are proposed to achieve an immediate cessation of hostilities and establish a framework for lasting peace. 1. Cessation of attacks on Iran. Israel must immediately halt all military operations, including airstrikes, cyberattacks, and covert actions, targeting Iranian territory, infrastructure, or personnel. This is a fundamental prerequisite for de-escalation, as continued aggression undermines the possibility of dialogue and fuels regional instability. 2. Cessation of attacks on Gaza. Israel must cease all military operations in Gaza, including airstrikes, ground incursions, and blockades that exacerbate the humanitarian crisis. The cessation of violence in Gaza is critical to alleviating the suffering of civilians and creating conditions for humanitarian relief and reconstruction. 3. Nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. Israel must sign the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, NPT, and commit to nuclear disarmament under international supervision. Transparency regarding Israel's nuclear capabilities is essential to building trust and reducing the risk of a regional arms race, which threatens global security. 4. Acceptance of international criminal court jurisdiction. Israel must become a signatory to the Rome Statute and accept the authority and jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court, ICC. This step is necessary to ensure accountability for alleged war crimes and violations of international humanitarian law, fostering a culture of justice and deterring future atrocities. 5. Full compliance with UN resolutions and ICJ orders. Israel must adhere to all relevant United Nations resolutions and International Court of Justice, ICJ, orders, particularly those concerning the occupied Palestinian territories. This includes the following specific actions. 1. Immediate lifting of the Gaza siege. Israel must lift the blockade on Gaza and allow unrestricted access for humanitarian aid, including food, medicine, and reconstruction materials. The ongoing siege has caused immense suffering and must be ended to address the humanitarian catastrophe. 2. Cessation and evacuation of illegal settlements. Israel must halt all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territories and evacuate illegal settlements. These settlements violate international law and obstruct the possibility of a viable Palestinian state. 3. Withdrawal from occupied Palestinian territories. Israel must withdraw its forces and administrative presence from the occupied Palestinian territories, in accordance with UN resolutions, to respect Palestinian self-determination and sovereignty. 4. Prevention and punishment of genocide. Israel must take concrete measures to prevent and punish incitement to genocide and acts of genocide, as defined by international law. This includes addressing inflammatory rhetoric and ensuring accountability for perpetrators of violence. 5. Rescission of Jerusalem annexation. Israel must rescind its annexation of Jerusalem and its designation as its capital, recognizing Jerusalem's special status as a corpus separatum under international law. This step is vital to preserving Jerusalem's unique religious and cultural significance and facilitating a negotiated resolution to its final status. Rationale and context. This proposal is grounded in the principles of darura, nia al-qar, and amana, which guide actions taken out of necessity, with good intentions, and in a spirit of trustworthiness. The invocation of these Shia legal concepts underscores the moral imperative to propose a path toward peace, even in the absence of formal authorization from Iran. By addressing Israel's actions against Iran, Gaza, and the occupied Palestinian territories, the proposal seeks to tackle the interconnected drivers of conflict in the region. The demand for Israel to sign the NPT and pursue nuclear disarmament reflects Iran's long-standing concerns about regional security imbalances. Similarly, the call for ICC jurisdiction and compliance with UN resolutions aims to establish accountability and uphold international law, which Iran has repeatedly emphasized as a basis for resolving disputes. The specific focus on Gaza and the occupied territories aligns with Iran's advocacy for Palestinian rights and its condemnation of Israel's policies in these areas. Challenges and considerations. While this proposal is offered in good faith, its implementation faces significant obstacles. Iran's refusal to engage in direct or indirect talks with Israel complicates the process of negotiation, necessitating third-party mediation by neutral international actors. Israel's historical reluctance to comply with UN resolutions, sign the NPT, or accept ICC jurisdiction further underscores the need for robust international pressure to enforce these terms. Additionally, the sensitive issue of Jerusalem's status requires careful diplomacy to balance competing claims while respecting its internationalized status. Despite these challenges, the proposal represents a comprehensive framework for de-escalation and justice. It calls for immediate steps to alleviate human suffering, long-term commitments to uphold international law, and structural changes to address the root causes of conflict. Conclusion. In the spirit of Darura, Nia Alkar, and Amana, this ceasefire proposal offers a pathway to peace by addressing the core issues fueling violence between Israel, Iran, and Palestine. By demanding an end to attacks on Iran and Gaza, nuclear disarmament, ICC accountability, and compliance with UN resolutions, the proposal seeks to create conditions for a just and lasting resolution. While I am neither affiliated with nor authorized by Iran, this effort reflects a good-faith attempt to articulate terms that align with Iran's intentions and the broader pursuit of peace. The international community must now act with urgency to facilitate dialogue, enforce accountability, and ensure that the principles of justice and humanity prevail in the Middle East.